We see a lot of the successes that we have in downtown are successes that we see on University Hill as well. So I think it's sort of a tale of the two downtowns in the city of Syracuse. But for some time, we've had a lot of our residential population associated with the Hill. But as we get more development on the Hill, a great example is SUNY Upstate built Geneva Tower 2 years ago to house the medical residents and faculty and staff that are associated with there. We've got the $17 million Creekwalk Commons project underway, and that's built to take advantage of that growing student population that really craves that urban experience. So we're seeing new opportunities with the growth on the Hill, but we're, again, all focused on creating more density because that's what drives the value for downtown.